Every year, nearly 300,000 children have tubes surgically placed into their ears to ease infections and improve hearing. But a report in this week's New England Journal of Medicine finds the tubes have no impact when it comes to keeping a child's language and development on track. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
Many of these children have suffered repeated ear infections and a buildup of fluid in the middle ear, which can cause hearing problems. When tubes are inserted into the middle ear, pressure is equalized, fluid can drain, and hearing is restored to normal. The rationale for this surgical procedure is that children lose precious time in learning and development when they can't hear properly. This study finds otherwise. Researchers from the University of Pittsburgh studied 402 children. Some received ear tubes promptly after problems were diagnosed. Others waited nearly a year. The study found no difference between the two groups when kids were tested for speech, understanding, and cognitive abilities. Pediatrician Jack Paradise headed the study.
What these findings do is they cast a lot of doubt on the proposition that middle ear disease has any long-term developmental effects.
As with any surgery, there is risk associated with anesthesia. And in some cases, ear tubes actually cause other types of infection. And no one knows at this point the impact of ear tubes later in life. It is known that adults who have had ear tubes have unusual-looking, thinner eardrums, but it's not known whether that affects hearing.
To my way of thinking, the risks of the procedure at this point tend to outweigh the risks that we will find something at later ages that's developmentally of concern.
As for children, Paradise suggests one reason why ear tubes made no difference in development was that children were able to compensate for poor hearing.
There are all kinds of ways that parents and others communicate with children, and spoken language is but one, and that children pick up all kinds of cues. They catch tones of voice. And I think beyond that, they're pretty resilient. They quickly compensate for them once things get back to normal with respect to their hearing.
Paradise points to one limit of his study. Children's abilities were measured only when they were three. In a related editorial, Harvard University pediatrician James Perrin says certain speech and language problems are difficult to detect at the age of three, but may be more noticeable later.
Children at age three have tremendous variations in, for example, just their speech and language. You have some children who have just a few words and are not speaking very clearly. Other children who are very articulate at age three. So we expect normally very wide variation in that kind of landmark development. By age five or six, it's much more consistent. We have regular patterns at that point.
And then it's much easier to test cognitive development, speech, and language. Researcher Paradise plans to follow the children in his study and test them each year until they are six. Both Perrin and Paradise agree the results of those studies should provide conclusive evidence about the value of ear tubes in young children. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.